have your hands right where you are. Bow your name and say, neighbor, ain't nobody do me like Jesus. Bow your name and say, neighbor, ain't nobody do me like the Lord said. Oh, thank you for God.
The fourth chapter. Watch it, mother. Don't scream like that, mother. You're like complication. Amen. Amen. St. John, the fourth chapter, verse 28 through 30. Let's turn there. St. John, the fourth chapter. Amen. We greet you in the name of Jesus. Welcome here to Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries on behalf of me and my precious wife. Amen. And all five of our children, we just want to thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday night celebration. Amen. We'd like to thank those all over the world that are tuned in. Amen. Thank God for those that are watching live by Facebook. We thank God for you. Amen. Those that are in, that are listening through Blog Talk, Chaos Blog Talk radio show program. We thank God for you, amen, Elder Oliver and his precious wife, Lady Oliver, and all the engineers and sponsors of our Chaos Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for you. Those of you that are listening live in Kensington, London, at the Kensington Care Home in London, amen, we thank God for you on tonight. Also, those that are listening in Germany, through the Germany AM radio station, we thank God for you. And we thank God for those that are listening in the Nassau, Bahamas, our representatives there. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We have a word from the Lord, amen, that we believe will encourage you on tonight. We would like to turn to St. John, the fourth chapter, the gospel according to St. John, the fourth chapter, verse number 28 through 30. And as we also always say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're already rejoicing, and we are certainly glad in it. Amen, amen, amen. St. John, the fourth chapter, verse 28 through 30. Amen. Get your Bibles, amen, those of you that, as some one person say, paper Bible saved, those of you that are still, amen, paper Bible saved, amen. Every now and then, you have to do like grandma and granddaddy did. Let's pick up your Bible. It seems a little different, amen. Most of us, we got it on our phone, amen. And that's all right, amen, that's all right. But sometimes it just feels better to pick up the word, amen. Because a lot of times with this phone, we use this same phone to do a whole bunch of other stuff. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me now, amen. Some of us, we gossip with this same phone. We tell lies with this same phone. We cheat, amen. Some of us, you planning to cheat now, amen. You going to the hotel to get motel, looking for a hole that won't tell, amen, with the same phone. And then you want to turn to your Bible with the same phone, amen. So like I said, every now and then, it just feels good. Amen. To pick up the word of God. Amen. And they used to sing an old song years ago, everything is going down but the word of God. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Let's look here, St. John, the fourth chapter, verse 28 through 30. St. John, the fourth chapter, verse 28 through 30. Very familiar passage of scripture. God bless you, Elder Blewett. Amen. He says he got the book. That's right. That's right. Got the book. Amen. All right, on the count of three, let's read. Amen. Let's read it. Amen. Let's see if everybody here in our home church, see if they got it. Amen. They close enough. Amen. They got it. All right. All right. They got it. All right. On the count of three, let's read St. John, the fourth chapter. That's the gospel according to St. John, the fourth chapter, verse 28 through 30. On the count of three, let's read. One, three. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Amen. We're going to take our subject from that 29th verse. Amen. If you can, if you haven't closed the Bible, just read that again for me or with me, verse number 29. Read, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Amen. Just look at a neighbor, if you got one, and tell them, say, neighbor, tonight we want to talk from the subject. Go tell the good news. Amen. And just put somebody, just look at them. If you can't push them and tell them, say, go tell the good news, good news, good news. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come now to preach and teach your word, we ask that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Every heart shout amen. Come on, shout amen again. Go tell the good news. Go tell the good news. Is there anybody here under the sound of my voice, maybe watching me, that's tired of bad news? You're just tired of bad news, and you at the point now in your life where you want everybody, you want to just tell everybody that comes in contact with you, don't bring me no more bad news. Just look at somebody real quick. I'm moving right along. And just tell them, say, neighbor, from this day forward, don't bring me no more bad news. Amen. Amen. Has there ever been a time in your life when you were flooded and overwhelmed because of bad news? Perhaps every corner you turned, and that corner that you turned on, it presented you with more bad news. You go to the work and find out bad news is at work. I can't get no help here. Yeah, you go home and find out bad news is in the kitchen cooking dinner. Perhaps you try to escape it by going on vacation, only to find out bad news is in the hotel room. You go to your doctor and find out that bad news is your nurse. Oh yeah, you go to the bank and try to find good news, but find out at your neighborhood bank that bad news is your bank teller. Lord help me tonight. You go, sometimes you can even go to the grocery store and find out Mr. or Mrs. Bad News is the cashier. Yeah, you go to the restaurant and find out bad news is your chef. Y'all be gonna talk to me tonight. Yeah, you may even, Lord help me right here through this, you may even go to church sometimes and find out that Bishop Bad News is bringing the message for today. Bishop Bad News. don't bring me no more. Somebody wave your hand and say no more. Don't bring me no more bad news. I'm just wondering, is there anybody here tonight that will say, I need some good news? Yeah, yeah, look at the neighbor and say, go tell some good news, good news. Amen. We find here in the scripture, and I'm almost where I need to be. Let's look at verse number 4, St. John, the 4th chapter. Let's start at verse number 4, and hopefully we'll get to the point, amen, where we can close this out on tonight and not have to do a part 2. And he must needs go through Samaria. The writer here is talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he must needs go through Samaria on his way. I believe he was leaving Judea on his way back to Galilee, and the quickest, the most traveled way was for him to go through Samaria. And amen, I'm from a little city, a little neighborhood, in Atlanta, I think it's called, is it Brookhaven now, called Linwood Park. And I'm so glad that one day Jesus must need to have gone through or come through Linwood Park. Amen. And I don't know what some of y'all are from. I see some of my Linwood Park folk out there. I see some folks from all over the world. Some of you are listening from all over the world. But do you have the same testimony as I have? Amen. He must needs to have came through. Just say whatever city, amen, you got saved in. Amen. I'm so glad that God sent his son and allowed his son Jesus to come through Linwood Park. Amen. So he must need to have gone through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, verse 5, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph as an inheritance. Look at verse 6. Now, Jacob's well was there. Those of you that know about Jacob, amen, he was a well digger. Amen. He would dig wells in places sometimes when it seemed like it was a drought, and God would bless him. Amen. Bless Jacob's well that it would spring forth. Amen. Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the 6th hour, about 12 noon, amen, in that time. He was weary. He had been traveling. And we know Jesus, he didn't come riding, amen, on a stallion. No. He came riding, amen, at one time on a donkey. But in most cases, when he traveled, when he traveled, he walked places. Amen. We know he was God, but we also must understand that, hey, sit down, that he was human. Amen. He was God, but yet he was human. He had a human side. He was God enough to give us rest. Amen. But he was human enough to get tired. I can't hear nobody here. Amen. We're going to see here that he was God enough, amen, to be an everlasting fountain, a well springing up, but he was man enough to get thirsty. I just came to tell you, I don't care how close to God you get. I don't care how much you speak in tongues and amen, naming and claiming, you still in the flesh. And every now and then, your flesh will remind you, I'm not dead, I'm still alive. Amen. Have I got a witness here? There's somebody watching and listening to me now. You thought you was through cussing until the right person pushed the right button, and then you recognize I still got some cussing in me. Lord, y'all ain't gonna help me here. Help me to make sure. Amen. Some of you thought that you was through, amen, smacking folks until the right person pushed the right button, and you found out you still had some backslapping in your head. Look at somebody and say, the Lord is still working on me. He's still working on me. Jesus was God, but he was also flesh. He was all God, but yet all human. He felt, amen, what we feel. He went through, amen, the things we went through, the temptations that we have. Jesus also was tempted, yet without sin. Jacob's well was there. Let's look at verse 7. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus says unto her, give me to drink. Amen. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. I just told you, Jesus, not only was he thirsty, but they was hungry. So the disciples have went into the city to buy meat. And while they're away, Jesus is asking for some water. I think that's my auntie out here. God bless you, Auntie Diane. Yeah. So there cometh the woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were going away to the city to buy meat. Verse 9. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being the Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Amen. That's kind of what's going on. God bless you, Pastor Hampton. That's kind of similar to, if I can just help us here, what's kind of going on in our country now. No, a lot of us watch them do what they did at the Capitol the other day. A lot of us, we've been marching, and a lot of folks been marching and protesting because of racism, amen, blacks against whites, whites against, amen, blacks, and kind of seem like everybody's against everybody, and you think the blacks are with the blacks, and then we find out blacks don't like blacks either, and Lord, heaven here, we think all the whites together, then we find out, Lord, even all the whites, Lord, help us here. This is kind of what was going on, even in Jesus' day, there was racism. The Jews looked at the Samaritans as half-breeds. They were considered lower class. They were considered, amen, like dogs and lower class. They were considered beneath. They were half-breeds. They were a mixed group of people, part Jewish and part of other nations or pagan nations. When y'all know God told them and he made a covenant, amen, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and back historically, they were only supposed to marry inside the family. They were not supposed to be marrying outside of the family. You understand, Rachel and Rebecca, these different ones, when it came down to picking wives for their sons, they wanted to pick wives that were connected in the family way. Amen. But the Samaritans came through, amen, once Israel had been in captive. Later on, amen, those that had left captivity next to those that had stayed in captivity, amen, or stayed in the area, they intermingled or they married outside of the family. Now, we can look at that nowadays and say, man, you got to be crazy to marry your cousin. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me here. But back then, that's what God had designed. So the Samaritans were looked on as lower class. They were not full-blooded, amen. They were not full-blooded Jews, full-blooded Hebrews. They were mixed with a lot of different things. You know, sometimes you like your dogs, you want a full-blooded pit bull. You don't want no pit bull that look like a chihuahua. You want a full-blooded boxer. You want a full-blooded Doberman pitcher. You don't want a Doberman that's mixed with, amen, something that takes value away, amen, from the Doberman. So even when a dog sounds, we got a neighbor, my neighbor right next door, he breeds dogs and he breeds certain type of dogs, amen, but he don't take a strange dog and mix it with another dog, amen, because that would be considered a mutt and it loses value, amen. So in other words, the Samaritan people's nation, our citizens were considered, amen, just kind of, let me say this, like mutt. They were considered lower than the Jews. So this woman tells Jesus, man, you know, we ain't got no dealings with each other. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Lord, help me tonight. Yeah. See, sometimes we get ourselves in situations or get ourselves in things that we don't understand. The only one that can pull us out And the only one that can deliver us is Jesus. Listen here, have you ever been in a situation and you didn't know how you was going to come out? Amen. But now you got a testimony that some way and somehow God brought me through. I didn't see how. It seemed like everybody else was against me when it seemed like, amen, I couldn't see no sunshine. Some kind of way, God looked beyond all my faults. When everybody else was counting me out, God was counting me in. When everybody else was putting me out, God was pulling me in. I'm so grateful that he looked beyond. He looked beyond. Anybody else right here? Anybody else out there grateful besides me that God looked beyond all of my faults and saw my needs? But Jesus is having a conversation with this woman that was considered lower class. So the woman said unto him, sir, verse 11, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Theologians and Bible scholars said the well was at least 100 feet deep. From whence then hast thou this living water? See, Jesus is talking spiritual, but the woman is talking natural. A lot of times we get upset with folks because they don't understand spiritual things. One scripture say, don't you give that which is holy unto dogs. Amen. You keep trying to explain yourself and, amen, and help folks spiritually, but if they're not at that point yet, if they have not recognized, amen, what you're talking about, you really just wasting your time. Jesus has to deal with this woman. Amen. He didn't go, we're going to see here what he, she really didn't understand, amen, what he was trying to tell her about the water. So we're going to see in a minute where he had to come right to her home. And some of you out there, some of us even in here, we can understand and we can agree and testify that Jesus had to come right to our home. Because we just thought we was getting by. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, verse 11, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus said, answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. There are some of you, the reason why you keep going after this, you keep going after that, is because you're still thirsty. And you have not recognized by now, you've been in church all these years, but you still have not come, amen, to the realization that Jesus is the only one that can quench your thirst. He's the only one. There's a void in your life. There's a place in your life, Facebook, YouTube, amen, chaos. There's a point, there's a place, there's a void, there's an emptiness in your life, amen, that you haven't recognized by now. The only way to feel that or to quench your thirst is to yield your life to Jesus. That's why you got a new man every week. You got a brand new woman every week because you're thirsty. You at a new church every month. You don't like that pastor. You don't like that church. You don't like, amen, this sister. You don't like that brother. Have it ever dawned on you that everybody may not like you? You're thirsty. That's why you keep going after that alcohol. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. That's why that weed and that crack, amen, that, amen, you keep going after that. That whiskey. Amen. That gambling, that there's a void, there's something in you that's thirsting and asking for Christ, but you keep avoiding it. That's right, Sabrina. If you yield your life to Jesus, he's the only thing and the only one that can quench our thirst. Jesus said, verse 13. Jesus answered and said to her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Natural. When are you going to become spiritual? When are you going to become spiritual? Why is that? Amen. You allow, amen, everybody else's problems to become your problems. Become spiritual. Start telling folks, don't bring me no more bad news. Everybody that calls you, you ain't got to answer every phone call. Look, some folks you already know don't mean
mean no good. They call you to gossip. They call you to talk about somebody else. Let them leave a message. And based on what they say in the message, then you determine whether or not you want to call them back. If the message is messy, don't call them back. You somebody else trash cans. You somebody else garbage can. And you wonder why you feel burning down. You wonder why you can't get a praise going. You wonder why you feel no joy. Because you everybody's trash can. Everybody bring you their bad news. Look at them and say, don't bring me no from that night forward. Don't you bring me no more bad news. I don't care to know who that left who. I don't care to know what child that did this, what man that said this, who that did this, that, and the other. Amen. I'm tired of bad news. Jesus said, but whosoever, I got the clothes here, whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall what? Never thirst. Meaning when you get God, when you get Jesus, he fills you up. And he fills you up, he completes you. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, I got the clothes through here. Sir, give me this water that I first not neither come hither to draw. She was still thinking natural while Jesus was speaking spiritual. Some of you mad, you can get offended over this message because you're thinking natural while the word is coming spiritual. Verse 15. No, let's look at 16. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. See, now we get to the issue. The issue was never about water. And Jesus put that out there to see if she would take the bait, and she does, but she don't really get what Jesus is trying to give her. So now we see Jesus has to hit her, amen, right in the chest. The woman's issue wasn't war. Her issue was men. Woo! See, when you really, amen, when you really want to get with God and you're really tired of doing your mess, then God will deal with you right where you are. He'll send a preacher, amen. He'll send a mother, he'll send somebody else to tell you, and you can hear the word, and you'll know exactly what God is talking about. So he kind of lost her with the water. So now Jesus deals with the issue. He goes right to him in verse 16. Jesus said, right, go call thy husband. Come hither. See, her voice. Her problem was men. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. I got to get through here. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands. And he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that says thou truly. Now what I can only just kind of imagine. Jesus would tell her, he's your husband, but y'all doing things that only you giving your body to a man that you're only supposed to give it to a husband, a man that's your husband. But you giving your body and you treating this man like he's your husband. So, yeah, you have well said that the one you got, not your husband, but the way y'all acting, what does that mean, Brother Pastor? What are you trying to say? Let me just cut the corner. You shouldn't be having sex with any man or woman that's not your spouse. Well, let me, Lord, know we in the United States now, and they've made everything legal. Let me just come to you right where you are. Amen. If you're a man, you should have a woman, and just one woman, as your spouse. If you're a woman, you should just have a man. Yeah, just one man as your spouse. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. The old folk was just, when I was coming up, they would say, shacking. Some of y'all been shacking. You've been shacking long enough, you should have a mansion by now. Amen. And they used to tell her, why would the man pay for the cow when he can get the milk free? But the Bible lips shy. Now Jesus got her attention, Sabrina. Jesus, she said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Then the woman said, our fathers worship in the mountain. That mountain was Mount Gerizim, G-E-R-I-Z-I-M. And he said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. The Samaritans worship in that mountain, but Jesus and the Jews was worshiping in Jerusalem. And the Bible declares that Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, yeah, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. In other words, Jesus said, I'm doing a new thing. I know some of y'all thought the only time you could worship God was inside of your church. But don't you understand, riding alone in your automobile, you can worship God while you're shopping at your neighborhood Walmart, while you're going through Burger King ordering your Whopper. You can worship God right there. For somebody declared that worship is a lifestyle. If you believe it, why don't you clap your hands and shout, yeah. Jesus is called to tell the woman you worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship. The salvation is of the Jews. But the Bible declares that Jesus said that the hour coming, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. In other words, God did away with some of us people that only like to worship on Sunday morning. God did away with some of us people that only like to worship when we hear our favorite song. And the Bible declares that Jesus told them the hour coming, and now he is, where they that worship must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For God is a spirit. Wave your hand and shout, yeah. Come on and shout, yeah. I got to get on out of here. My time is just about up. But would you lean on the neighbor and say, neighbor, I need some good news. Say, yeah. Come on and say, yeah. In our subject, the Bible declares, in verse number 28, the woman then left the water pot and went her way into the city and
Thank you.
stretched me under God. He prayed, knew me. And just before the woman could tell all the men about Jesus, I heard Isaiah declare in Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verse 6 and 7, Isaiah gave good news over 700 years before the woman could tell the good news. Isaiah prophesied the good news 700 years before the woman. And Isaiah said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of this government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom to put our end and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forevermore. The seal of the Lord of the host will perform here. Say, yeah, a blue mouth, a blue dog. Thank you so much for being a part of my family. Thursday night Sunday, but I gotta leave you now. But before I go, I got to do you like this.
A text I liked. It was a text
of good news. We've been praying for one of our families in the church, the Tolbert family. Some in the family was wrestling with COVID-19. And about 5 minutes before service started, 5, 10, 15 minutes before service started, I got a text that was filled with good news. And in that text, it was Minister Tolbert texting me and saying, "Pastor, we all went back and got retested. And I'm grateful to say all of our tests came back negative. None of us have the virus." If he did it before, he can do it again. I don't know what you're going through. I'm through preaching. We all have ups and downs. But that void in your life, beloved, that void, V-O-I-D, that void, that empty space in your life. And you know what it is. You know what it is. That thing you run to when you get stressed out. Do you run to the Word? Do you run to listen to some praise and worship? Or do you run to the bottle? Do you run to the arms of your boyfriend? The arms of your girlfriend? Do you run to the arms of that cigarette? Do you run to the arms of that weed? Do you run to your Facebook to see who done put the latest gossip out there? Or do you run to your Bible? Go tell some good news. What is it when your phone call comes through? What is it that people think? Sometimes it's even your family. I see that, Sister Sabrina. She said it's that ice cream. Amen. Too much of that ice cream ain't good for us either. What is it that people think when they see you calling, when they see you texting them? Do they know that it's going to be something positive? Do they, "Oh, this is my brother, this is my sister, it's going to be something good"? Or do people avoid your calls on purpose? Because they know you full of mess. They know you full of junk. And they know if they answer this call, they done had a good day, but they know if they answer this call with you on the other line, talking to YouTube and talking to you Facebook, and chaos, when you call, and you done got to the point where you start to figure, "Hey, you keep avoiding my call, there's probably a reason." They done probably learned it, or probably heard me preach this before. Folks that you know ain't going to bring you no good news. You know it's going to be something negative. It's the latest gossip. It's the latest church mess. It's the latest family mess. And you don't want to hear that no more. When they call and they start to say, "Hey, this is a good news line." If you want to get bad news, you need to call Fox 5, CNN, ABC, DEFG, BET. But from now on, my throne is for good news only. I dare you. I dare you to get enough Holy Ghost, enough power. Say, "Hey, wait a minute. Before you go into it, let's make this clear. It's got to be good news. This year, I only want good news. I ain't got time for no mess. I ain't got time for bad news. Now, what's up?" You got to get to that point. Sometimes we're too concerned about folks' feelings. And a lot of your feelings have been hurt because you were so worried about other folks' feelings, the way other people are going to say. Listen, folks don't talk about you whether you do good or bad. They'll call you and talk about little sister and hang up with you and call little sister and talk about you. And they're all y'all in an uproar about each other. No more bad news. This is Good News Line. Yeah, start playing that Sabrina song. Hello, Good News Line, Good News Line. You got good news? You got good news? No. Girl, I want to say, you got to call somebody up. This is Good News Line. This is Good News Line. Start it with a prayer. Start singing a song. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. They don't want to hear that. But I thank you so much. I'm through. Amen. Thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday night celebration. Listen, if you've been blessed by this ministry on tonight, we don't do this for money. You can never pay for the word. We can't do that. Can't do that. But if this has been a blessing, if you've been blessed by this word on tonight, by this ministry, it's a family affair. Me, my precious wife, five of our children, all five of them are down here. My other little sister, Asia, she's here doing our YouTube. Amen. And it's just family affair, Thursday night, just family night. And if you've been blessed by this, from the preaching, from the opening praise and worship, to the preaching of the gospel, and you would like to be a blessing, the Lord has laid it on your heart, you say, I would love to be a blessing on tonight. I received that word. Brother Omar was talking to me. I'm not your pastor. I may not be your pastor. I may have just been your Thursday night pastor. And the Lord is leaning on your heart, is impressing on your heart to be a blessing on tonight. We're going to give you the opportunity. Amen. We have Cash App. We're going to give you the Cash App information. Amen. And also we'll give you the number to call to place it up. We'll give you the number. We'll put this information on the screen where you can do so. Amen. If you would like to be a blessing on tonight, the Lord, only if the Lord lays it on your heart. Amen. Lord lays it on your heart, and you just say, hey, I want to do something. I would love to do something on tonight. Amen. We want you to obey God. Whatever the gift amount is, it's on your screen now. Whatever the gift amount is, I got $5. Lord, lean on my heart to give $5. Give $1. Lord, lean on my heart to give $20. Whatever the Lord is leading you to do tonight. Facebook, YouTube, amen. Those all over the world, Germany, amen. Nassau, Bahamas, London, Chaos Blog Talk all over the United States. The thousands of you that are listening through Chaos, the hundreds of you that are watching through Facebook, amen. We just ask that you obey God on tonight. And if you don't feel it impressing your spirit and your heart to give anything, then don't do it. Don't do it. Amen. You can cash out tonight. $OZ264. Once again, you can cash out. Amen. On tonight. $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. $OZ and the number's 264. $OZ264. Or you can call for those that would like to give, but you have a debit card, credit card, PayPal. Or if you would like to mail in, and we have some that mails in monthly contributions, and we're grateful. The number you can call right now for credit, debit card, PayPal, or the mailing address, 678-760-6056. Amen. Once again, 678-760-6056. And may the Lord bless you real good. I was so glad, so honored tonight to see a lot of our family and friends from Lewis Park. I'm so glad to see my auntie Diane on tonight. I don't know if she's still on, but grateful to have my auntie on here, my cousin, Tamasia, several of my other cousins, a man that has been faithfully supporting us. Tamasia's all the way in Nebraska. She's been just a faithful member. Amen. Over the past, I think, probably 2 months now. I don't think Masha has missed a service Thursday or Sunday. Amen. I'm just so grateful. Amen. It means something when your family will support you. Amen. It means a lot when your family, and some of these ones from Linwood Park, my community I was born and raised in, that when they are supporting, they've been knowing me, some of them, all my life. Amen. So it means a lot. I'm honored that y'all would support. Amen. Amen. A lot of times Jesus had problems with his own folks. That's why he went into Samaria.
truth of the matter, he came unto his own, and his own received them not. But to many as received him, to them he gave power. Amen. And sometimes that happens. A lot of times, amen, your own folks won't support you because they do know you. Amen. But I'm grateful that God has allowed me to even have favor with my own family. Amen. My wife's family. Amen. Our family supports us. Amen. Those that have been knowing us. Amen. Even my wife's family and friends from back to the Bible. Amen. Marietta. They still support. Amen. So we're just grateful. Amen. We're so grateful to be here. Amen. And listen, listen. If you're going to call somebody up tonight, just give them some good news. Give them some good news. Just tell them, I heard the word on tonight. I just want to share and let you know Jesus loves you. You want to text somebody tonight, don't text no man. You know, if you want to call them, just call them and make it real short and sweet. Jesus loves you, and I love you too. Be blessed. Be encouraged. Listen, listen, we got to close out tonight. Amen. We thank you so much. Amen. We pray that the Lord will bless you for those that were able to give on tonight, those of you that wanted to, but maybe did not. Maybe this is not your week to have it. Amen. Maybe this is not your week. Maybe next week. Amen. We thank you. Just continue to pray for us. Pray our strength. Amen. In the Lord. That's what the old saints would say. Give it unto God. Amen. And those of you that know the words of prayer, amen. Pray for us. Pray for the Zachary family. Amen. And once again, we thank you. We love you. Amen. All our prayer lists, so many names. We got a chance to talk to Elder Stokes on yesterday. Amen. He's doing, amen, so much better. Amen. And we're looking to hear his testimony once he's able to come back to the fellowship. Looking to hear from him. Amen. And we're just so grateful that throughout the pandemic, there's been so much going on, but God has been faithful. Amen. God has been faithful. Amen. So we're going to leave this place. Listen, meet us back Sunday morning. I just want to thank so many of you, my precious wife. Amen. She brought forth the word on Sunday morning, and I tell you what, she almost tore, amen, the church, our new church that we're in now, she almost tore it down. Amen. I'm so honored to have a partner. Amen. A lifelong partner. Amen. My baby's mama, so grateful to have her by my side. Amen. Sunday morning at 9:15. Thank y'all so much. It's a big change from 11 o'clock, amen, at 9:15, but y'all have still been supporting. Praise Tabernacle. We thank God for you. We love you. Meet us back here, Facebook, YouTube, Chaos Blog Talk. Meet us back Sunday morning at 9:15. Amen. We have one of our other elders is going to be preaching on this coming Sunday. Amen. On this coming Sunday, we're looking for another high time, an hour of power. We have in church for a good solid hour, and we are having ourselves a good time. You tune in Sunday morning, 9:15. By 10:15, 10:20, we'll be through. Amen. We will be through. And we're just so grateful to God that we still have time in order to worship and honor him together. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you again. Thank you for this service. We know that your word won't return to your void. We already see all the comments. We see that your people have been blessed on tonight. And we thank you for the praise report we got from the Tolbert family. And God, there are many others that are on our prayer list as we lift this up to you on tonight. So many names, so many families, so many different ailments that's going on. But even now, God, you didn't stop healing last year. You still got healing in your wing. And we ask now that you would stretch out your nails, God, hand touch, heal and deliver every name, every family that's on this list. Those that are watching by Facebook, there are many ailments, many issues that are going on. And we pray that you would touch, heal, and deliver. Those that are watching by YouTube, those that are on Chaos, all over the world, we ask you, God, that you would touch their bodies in the name of Jesus. It's still the known, it's still a fact that you was wounded by our transgressions, bruised by our iniquities, chastised by our pieces upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. From this night forward, we decree and declare we're going to be like the Samaritan woman, and we're going to go tell our problem about Jesus and put our problem on notice that the problem is almost over, and because we got a risen Savior that's able to keep us from falling. And as we leave this place, put in your presence, Matthew 28, verse 28.
Verses 19 through 20 tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you.
What is going on with the clock?